Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning. I got my mic going. This is What's on Your Mind with Scott Hennen. Scott's not with us today. This is Ed Schaefer sitting in. Glad to be with you on this 16th of June. Beautiful North Dakota day. The sun's shining. The freedom is out there. The excitement in the air. Summer's here finally. Crops are growing. Which ones are in? But, things are good. We're excited about this day. Happy North Dakota Day. And we're looking forward to visiting with you. We're going to find out what's on your mind today. We've got some open time, some open segments, open phones. Give us a call at 800-228-0550. That's 1-800-228-0550. Or text us at 701-237-1590. I see the Slack program isn't up yet here on my screen, but when we get that up, we'll be able to see your texts and get going from there. So anyway, we're looking forward to what's on your mind. I think we might as well start here. As always, we have Kevin at the board, running the show here, getting your phone calls, text transfers, and all that kind of stuff. So I think we kind of hit a nerve yesterday, Kevin, a little bit, when we were talking about rhinos, those Republicans in name only.
Uh-huh.
Had a lot of conversations afterward, some positive saying, oh, absolutely, you were spot on. Others saying, you don't know what you're talking about. Rhinos are rhinos. And I thought we should get into that discussion because one of the reasons I wanted to do this show is an audience that Scott has developed, with his conversations and the call-ins and things. And I don't get to listen to the show very much, and so I don't get that input from people out there, what they're thinking, what they're doing. And you get it arm's length, you get it in the news or columns or whatever the case may be. So I think it would be good to visit about that, and Chris has passed along some emails, and I thought one place to start would be an email that was sent into this to the studio, and by Steve. Steve sent in this email, and he said, this is in response to hosting Ed Schaefer hosting the show, saying he isn't a rhino, and explained that once he was elected, he never referenced the Republican platform, but rather decided what helps the most people to represent his district. And he clarified that the Republican platform was getting elected, not for voting. He says, maybe he needs to explain more why he isn't a rhino. I think I will. I think I will, because there's a lot of conversation about out there about who's a Republican, who isn't, what you can do, what you can't, all that kind of stuff. And I think it goes back to something that happened to me when I was first campaigning for governor. I was in Zeeland, North Dakota, and a person came up to me and literally started poking me in the chest. I mean, seriously, poking me in the chest and saying, just kind of backing me up and saying, look, I'm a Democrat, you're a Republican, I don't believe in the stuff you're talking about. But he said, I think you're going to get elected. And what I want you to know is when you get elected, you represent me too. And when you get elected, you represent all the people, not just your Republican Party. And I really took that to heart, and I think it's important. And the split and the difference of this conversation that we have is how do you represent the party? And I think the difference is, as I said, the election. You're out there, you're pushing Republican principles, you're pushing ideas, you're trying to say what's going on, and that's how you get elected. But once you're elected, it's important to shift over to serve. And what I call the politics of politics is getting elected. The politics of performance is staying in the job. And my point is, when I was elected, the Democrats had run the state house for 30 years. and the state was in bad financial shape. The economy was awful. We didn't even have enough money in the halls of the Capitol to pay the bills. Education was being cut. Social services were being cut. Taxes were being increased. You know, I mean, things were not going in a good direction. But, you know, when I got into office, it wasn't that I abandoned my principles. My principles, my conservative principles that I still carry, that I will always carry, that government is there only to do that which I cannot do for myself, that we need a less costly government. We need to get regulations and taxes out of the way for people to make investments. We need to have a more efficient government so people say, I don't mind paying my taxes if they're going to good use. You know, we need to create a government that people are actually asking for. And what that means is when you're developing policy, it isn't saying I have to vote no because of my party platform. I have to vote yes on this, even though it may not be right. You know, the reality is crafting good public policy takes some from my pocket, some from your pocket. We create this public discourse, and we create the public discourse. It's okay to say, you know, maybe that idea on the other side should be incorporated. Maybe what we should do is okay. And craft good public policy. And let me tell you this, for those people out there that say this is a rhino deal or you're not really a Republican or whatever, performing and staying in office is important. And you can't be a Republican trying to influence policy if you're not in office. And so when I was elected, you know, there were three Republicans in the Capitol and statewide offices. The Democrats owned the Senate, and there's a 10-seat majority in the House. That today is just the opposite. Republicans have a lock on all statewide offices. We have a super, super majority in both houses in the Capitol. And well, how do you think that came from? That came from performance. That came from long-term convincing people that Republican values were good for them. And so calling people rhinos because they don't, you know, adhere to what you want me to do, you know, the reality is performance counts. And when I carry my Republican values, not what's on a party platform, but that in my heart that I carry on my sleeve, those are the principles that make the difference. And me carrying Republican principles into office and not looking at the party platform, what happened? We lowered the cost of government in the state of North Dakota for the first time. That's a Republican value. We got rid of regulations. I took 80 pounds of regulations and put them on the desk in front of the legislature and said, these are barriers to investment in our state. Which ones do we need to get rid of? You know, those are Republican principles. Those are conservative principles. They didn't go away. They were incorporated into performing and designing and running the government. And we gave people good government, and that's why Republicans are in office today. I didn't abandon my principles. Don't call me a rhino. Call me carrying my Republican principles into performing, which is what people trust Republican leadership for today, and why Republicans have a lock on elected positions. So that's my tilt for the day. But, you know, to solve this problem, here's my suggestion. I think we need two party platforms. I think we need a party platform that is the core Republican values, you know, fiscal responsibility, balanced budgets, carrying a long-term view versus short-term fix that looks good, you know, all those kinds of things. Those should be Republican core principle values. Then we should have another set of policy that are all the social issues, the things, you know, that we want to get in as far as abortion and mental services and elections and, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, set those in a different place so we can discuss and challenge those. But let's not get away from Republican core principles, and let's not get them mixed up in this, you're a rhino or you're a Republican and I'm not a Republican or whatever the case may be. So let's keep focus here and calling people a Republican or you're not a Republican because you don't mirror exactly what I say and think and talk about, is wrong. It's just wrong. And we divide our party into segments. We should be coming together with a party based on our common principles and character and how we incorporate that into public policy to give people better lives, a better government, a government they can trust and be honest with. You know, let's move in that direction instead of all this name-calling and segmenting. So, anyway, give us a call if you want to talk about that. We've got some free time here. So, 800-228-0550. We'll get you in. And if you want to text, I'm looking at the text coming in. And 701-237-1590. And back to Steve's email. My district was the state of North Dakota. That's who I voted for. I voted for the people of North Dakota.
There you go. All right, Gary in Fargo, Blake's in Bismarck. You're on deck. We'll get a quick break in here, and we'll get some open phone time in. Going to be checking in with Scotty coming up at the bottom of the hour. Live from Norway, 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? We'll be right back. Governor Ed Schaefer hosting for Scotty today.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. Then they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On your mind. Welcome back. Glad to have you. Time to make you hungry. Across the neighborhood, PetroServe USA has home cooking, grab and go convenience for your lunch hour. It's Thursday, and Thursday means French dip in Valley City. Exit 292, the pulled pork or the French dip sandwich. And that's arguably the best French dip I've ever had, because it's made from scratch. They toast the bun. Oof. Meatloaf and Harwood, West Main Avenue's got the breakfast tater tot hot dish going. Lasagna on 12th Avenue, NP Avenue, Salisbury Steak, the Swedish Meatballs in Glendon, yay. and beef tips if you're in Yulin. And, of course, they're fighting hard to get you the best fuel prices they can. They shop around multiple sources, multiple wholesalers, Marathon, on down. So PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Ed Schaefer's in for Scott today. I guess we're going to chat with him in just a bit.
Yes, we are. We've got to wake him up or do something, take him out of dinner,
or whatever.
I don't know what time it is over there. Yeah. But we're going to get him on later. But let's get into it. This is Ed Schaefer sitting in for Scott Hanna. We've been talking about rhinos here and other things. Got some interesting texts that came in, and then I got some phone calls lined up, so we'll get to them because we have a short segment here. Let's get going. There's one text, I think Dave Pepcorn withstood the mailers because he was the one that paid for them. I think that's pretty interesting. The mailers were paid for a political action committee out of Bismarck, and it was clearly marked on them where the money came from, and there's been news reports of that. So I don't think Dave Pepcorn had anything to do with beating himself up. We'll save that to Yes Man and the movie beating himself up. We'll just leave it for that. I think another one is interesting is Ed is talking about compromise. We keep moving left because of this. You know, I'm not talking about compromise. I'm talking about crafting legislation, crafting policy with Republican and conservative principles. How do you think we lowered the cost of government? We lowered the cost of government because we didn't compromise when legislators wanted to add money to something. We didn't compromise and said, well, just let us put in half. At the sine die, at the end of my first legislative session, the people or the legislators, you know, are all dancing around and singing, we're done, we've balanced the budget and we're out of here. Several legislators came up to me and said, geez, you won't compromise. You're unwilling to compromise. You're standing on your principles. And that's exactly what it takes. And that's exactly what we need to keep doing. But deliver those conservative Republican principles into that policy. That's how we lowered the cost of government for the first time. That's what you got to keep doing. So anyway, another one, $9 billion in surplus tax income. I bet not one check will be sent back to the people. That is sad. I said sad. I agree. It is sad. It's all about getting money back to the people is what we should be doing by lowering the cost of government. And if we have extra, giving it back to them. Now we have some phone calls. We have had Gary in Fargo. Gary, what's on your mind? Oops, I got to push the right button. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind?
Here. Hello. Hey, good morning, Gary. Gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yep. We're with you.
Yeah, I just have two comments. I worked the election here in Fargo. Mm-hmm. And as far as any confusion, that's just a bunch of BS. I mean, we had 40 hours here. Monday through Friday of last week, 10 to 6, where people could go and vote early. I worked on Monday at the Fargo Dome. We had 180 people go through the door. And the reason is that I think people don't trust the process, okay? And I just want to say that people don't trust the process anymore. And just so you know my history, I'm a Canadian by birth, and I'm an American by choice, and I'm a conservative by the grace of God and Ronald Reagan and Rush Limbaugh. And we don't need people like Mr. Schaefer giving us a word salad about how we have to compromise. We're not doing that anymore. The Dems aren't doing that. The Libs aren't doing that. And it's time for us to fight. And we're done with this BS. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much. I'll listen to your reply.
Great. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate your call and your input. That's fun. Not so great for the ego, but, I'm glad to hear your perspective. But I think maybe you missed my conversation right before your call when I'm talking about I did not compromise. It was not compromise. Here's compromise. If a legislator comes and says, we have this $100,000 program and I got to put it in, and I'm saying, we don't have $100,000. We don't have $100,000. We're cutting the budget. We're not adding any money to this budget. And then they say, well, okay, well, let's do $50,000. That's compromise. And we say, no, We're not adding any money to the budget. That's not compromise. And what I'm talking about is crafting public policy that is in the right direction for what the people look for. And if the people want a less expensive government, you can't compromise by saying, let's spend more. Or let's have a 10% increase, and then you cut it back to 8%, and they're whining about the budget being cut. You know, these are principles that you deal with in budgeting, administration, and management, that you carry your philosophy with you. This is not compromise. This is not direction. This is crafting good public policy. And sometimes good public policy takes, you know, a little different turn than what you think. Sometimes in public policy, you understand, gee, in that part of the state, they might look at this differently than I do. But good public policy, you do not have to abandon your principles, and you do not have to compromise. You have to stand tall for what you believe in. So, sorry, but I don't agree with you. Next, we have Blake. Blake's been holding on here for a little bit. Blake, what's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, I think the problem that makes a lot of us conservatives angry, like the last caller, is it just seems to be a one-way street where every turn is a left turn. I mean, when the Democrats get in charge, look what they were willing to do from 2008 to 2010 to get Obamacare passed. I mean, they completely destroyed the filibuster rules, and they will do whatever it takes to go left. And then when the Republicans get in, you have guys like Paul Ryan that completely stopped Trump's agenda based on a lie. And you have guys like Scooter Libby getting arrested for supposedly unmasking Valerie Plame, which he didn't do. Now you have Peter Navarro getting arrested. And when are we going to actually start doing something to take a right turn? They are willing to do anything to move the country left, and look where it's gotten us. And we won't do what it takes when we're in power. It just keeps going left.
Well, I really agree with you, Blake. You know, it's sad to see, you know, the country turning to the left. Sad to see Cass County in North Dakota turning left and blue. It's very difficult, but, you know, and I agree. We got to fight. And why don't we stand on our values? Why don't Republicans stand up and say, this is what I believe in. This is what I want to pursue. This is what I'm going to do. And then, you know what? When they get elected, why don't they go to Washington and perform? Earlier I talked about the politics of performance. You know, let's perform when you get there.
Well, you can't
nobody
have Trump-Russia collusion and all this stuff and all the laws that were broken, and nobody ever gets pursued or indicted or anything. I mean, how are we ever supposed to do anything when we get thrown in jail and they can get away with whatever they want?
It's very hypocritical. It's your side is bad and my side is good. And by the way, I'm going to do this when I get in, and when I get in, you're going to do that. And you know, it's a shame. It's very difficult. But you're right, Blake. You're absolutely right. You know, we don't fight for what we believe in, and we should. We've got Pat holding on. Pat, I don't know that we have time to get to you here. We just have 20 seconds. If you would hold on over the break, we'd love to have you on the show. And John just clicked in from Annetta. John, if you could hold on over this break, we'd be glad to get you on the air as soon as we get back. Thanks.
And Scotty in Norway coming.
If you're fed up with cable news, it's time for a change. It's time for Greta Van Susteren again. Greta is back, and she's on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. I watch Newsmax all the time. And Greta is taking on big business, big Washington, and big media at 5 p.m. Central tonight and every weeknight with her new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. Greta gives you real news and the facts you need to know. So check out Newsmax's new lineup with Greta, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Greg Kelly, and more. Millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them, demand it, and download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes seconds, and start watching anytime, anywhere. Watch The Record with Greta Van Susteren tonight and switch to Newsmax. It's real news for real people.
USA Radio News.
The Federal Reserve intensified its fight against high inflation on Wednesday, raising its key interest rate by 0.75 points. The Fed's benchmark short-term rate will now be pegged to a range of 1.5% to 1.75%. It's the largest bump since 1994. A 19-year-old man could face a felony charge of making terrorist threats after officers say he posted plans on social media to carry out a mass shooting in Missouri. The Blue Springs Police Department says those threats caused at least 9 school districts in the eastern suburbs to cancel summer camps and classes on Wednesday. An FDA advisory panel gave a thumbs up on Wednesday to COVID-19 vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer for kids under the age of 5. You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Thursday edition. Boy, we're halfway through the past the halfway point of June already. Hey, we're brought to you by our friends at ABM. That's Advanced Business Methods. Employee-owned company based right here. Your money stays in the community, in the neighborhood. They're amazing. They do all our work here at the radio station, and everything works. The printers all work. The network is always solid. It always comes out like you want it, and that's because they're on it. They're local. All the service is local as well. You're not going to get some outsourced anything. 50 years of serving our business community with the best products, best service that you'll find anywhere. And the printers in your business, they're hackable. They make sure that you don't get hacked. I mean, who knew they could get into your servers through your printers? ABM knows. They understand how that works, and the risks and your security needs to be provided, period. So go to abmnow.com, abmnow.com, and they will tell you more about it. They're fantastic. Governor Ed Schaefer in for Scotty on What's on Your Mind. And speaking of Scotty,
here we are. We've got Scott LinkedIn sailing on a fjord in Norway, looking at the beautiful mountains and the crystal clear blue sea. And he's calling into a beautiful sunny day here in North Dakota. So, Scott, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Yes, how are you, Ed? Good checking with everybody.
Yeah, so how's it going?
It's going great. We're having a great time. Got a great group of listeners. The hospitality in Norway is unprecedented, and it's so fun to be here and enjoy great meals, great hospitality, great fellowship, and, of course, the fjords and the waterfalls and the mountains. It is one beautiful place, that's for sure.
Yes, it is, and Norway is a great country, too. We've made a lot of friends over there, and, you know, huge relationship between Norway and North Dakota.
Yes, and, of course, I was just reading a little bit about some of the Avenue government that was installed last fall, and they describe it here as center-left. But one of the first things they did is come in as a center-left government to say, we can't dismantle the energy industry because it's central to our economy. I thought, boy, Biden could learn a few lessons from these guys.
Boy, I guess. I'd better send him on one of your trips.
Exactly right. a lot of connections to the U.S. and certainly to North Dakota as well with the dependence on oil and gas, for sure.
Yeah, but we just have that, you know, that Scandinavian background and foundation in North Dakota and the quality of people and the character. And, you know, it's always fun to be in Norway and kind of just feel that connection, you know, of people.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it really is. I mean, Minnesota, North Dakota, full of people that you know, but for the decision to send young ones to America and a new promise wouldn't be where they are today. So a lot of our heritage connects directly to Norway, which is one of the reasons it's great to come over here Maria has some relatives here we get a chance to see when we come over and spend some time with them when we were first arrived. And I'm going to spend some time in Oslo with them, and Maria's going to go up to Tynset. I'm going to come home on Monday, but she's going to go up and see some relatives and spend some more time with them on the family farm in Tynset, Norway. So that's always an exciting part of this trip, too.
That's great. That's great. Well, when we get back, you're going to have an interesting time. We've been churning up your listeners here, talking about rhinos and government and compromise and lurch to the left, and I've been pushing back on some of this stuff. So you're going to be having lots of phone calls and lots of conversations, because I'm rankling up your listeners, and you'll be able to deal with it, and I'll be gone.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you and all the other guest hosts. It's been wonderful, and that's why we call it What's on Your Mind. So you can tell us what's on your mind, and you can hear from them and prompt the conversation, which is what talk radio is at its best doing. So I appreciate that, Ed, very much.
Yeah, no, it's great. And I've always loved to sit in with you, and one of the things I said earlier is I was excited about it because I don't get a chance to listen to your program often, and I'm excited about hearing the listeners and what they're thinking and what they're talking about. So it's been good for me to catch up with what's happening around the state too.
That is that's fantastic. That is, and of course, the whole question of what is a rhino is certainly something that I think it's just a natural conversation. When in North Dakota we have what, 7 Democrats in the Senate and 14 in the House. If I'm not mistaken, there's just a super majority of Republicans. So naturally, you're going to have some Republicans that aren't exactly as conservative maybe as you and I are on some issues related to the social issues or the fiscal issues. So, what you call those individuals or what you it's just me, it's understandable. If you want to be elected, simple math tells you you best have an R behind your name, and some of those people are not going to share exactly the same values. There's still a Republican majority, a super majority, and it's just a reality of the times in which we live in North Dakota right now, that if you want to be elected, you better have an R behind your name, except if you're from Fargo. That's the one place in North Dakota where I don't know if an R behind your name helps or hurts, but that's a whole nother show, as we say.
That's a whole nother show, but we're excited because there are differences of opinion out there, and we shape our policy and our direction, based on what people are talking about and thinking about, and mostly what they desire in their government. And I think that's the most important thing. It isn't what one person thinks is right or wrong. It's what the collective people desire in their government. That's what we try to shape.
What to me is sad is you look at the Democratic Party is obviously not so much in North Dakota, but certainly nationally has the same issue. Joe Biden at one point was a pro-life Democrat, a pro-life Democrat that was considered to be fairly moderate. But obviously to get the nomination for president in 2020, had lurched to the left and said things like no more drilling for foreign, oil and gas, no more drilling, period. That's what he said, promised during the campaign, and obviously many of his policies have carried that out. And completely flipped on a lot of the extreme environmental things, in addition to obviously the pro-life issue as well. Unfortunately, you see that on that side as well. And there's someone who's advertised as a moderate, going to bring people together, and it's been anything but. So they've got their fair share of issues as well.
They do, and to me, Scott, that's not compromise. To me, that is caving. That's shifting to get elected. It's shifting to say something you don't believe in. It's shifting to get money. It's shifting to stay in office. I mean, that's not compromise. That is wrong. that's just abandoning your principles. If we're going to serve, if we're going to represent the people, you can't abandon your principles. And too many people on both sides of our political spectrum do that abandonment of principle, I think.
Yeah, that's political opportunism. You're exactly right. And the one thing I always appreciated about you, Ed, as governor, and your time since, you're always open to all views. You've never been the kind of person that was, not willing to sit down and talk to somebody and hear them out and understand their position. Doesn't mean necessarily you're going to agree with them. But like Ronald Reagan, you know, a half a loaf is better than no loaf at all. You know, it is, it's called compromise. It's called getting something done rather than nothing done. And that seems to be missing in politics today, which is rather unfortunate. You know, and I think a lot of people are frustrated because Donald Trump did everything he said he was going to do. He might not have done it in the way that that Ed Schaefer would have done it, were he president of the United States. But when you look at what he promised as a candidate, I'll never forget him being in Bismarck at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, where he laid out an energy vision that was unbelievable, and he proceeded to carry it out every step of the way. Some would argue maybe a little bit short on the coal front, but for the most part, you know, a chapter and verse of exactly what he said he would do, he did. And that's pretty much par for the course every step of the way. Again, I think some people at the time had issues with the way in which he did it, not what he did, but just, you know, whether it was the tweets or the brash New York kind of street fighter that he was. But by golly, I'll take somebody like that any day of the week over somebody who's politically, you know, swaying in the wind and looking at poll numbers and deciding which way to go. You know, Donald Trump did exactly what he said he was going to do, and I think a lot of people miss that right now, to tell you the truth, myself included.
It's all about policy.
Yeah, and, you know, I remember Steve Bannon, controversial advisor to the president, just because, same thing, kind of a political brawler, but he kept the list right in his office of 100 things that they had promised during the campaign and literally would check them off as they proposed them, as they accomplished them, as they did what they promised they'd do. And I always marveled at the fact that, you know, the first thing that President Trump wanted to do legislatively was infrastructure. And he was talked out of it by Paul Ryan, then the Speaker of the House, because Paul Ryan wanted to repeal Obamacare. And, of course, Republican John McCain was the one vote that separated Donald Trump from being able to accomplish that goal. And, you know, if he'd have led with infrastructure, he might have, you know, been, that was something that obviously Republicans and Democrats agreed with and didn't get done during the Trump administration. Got done because of a bipartisan agreement that Kevin Cramer and John Hoeven helped engineer. That would be the level of political compromise that you're talking about, Ed, that made sense in my mind, because it prevented the Build Back Better ridiculous $4, $5, $6 trillion thing that would have made inflation even worse than it is right now. So, you know, that was a smart compromise. But all 4 years of the Trump administration, it didn't happen because Paul Ryan and the Washington folks thought they knew better than Donald Trump, who in the end realized he should just listen to his own gut.
Let him go.
Exactly what he was looking to do.
Let him go, because instead they got nothing done. So, thank you, Scott. We appreciate it. We're going to let you get back to your fun boat ride out there in the fjords, and we'll just be cheering you on here as we sit behind a desk and inside stuffy, you know, whatever. We're glad you're out there and enjoying your time.
It's cool. It's enjoyable. It's beautiful. And I understand it's hotter than blazes at home. So appreciate your doing this, Ed, and looking forward to you back in the chair on Tuesday.
All right. Well, we'll listen to you then.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, buddy. Travel safe.
We got a couple minutes. Yeah, we've got a couple minutes here. Let's get to Pat. Pat, you've been holding on. Thank you. Pat's from Mobridge. What's on your mind, Pat?
Good morning, Ed. Thanks for taking my call. This is a little continuation of the conversation that they had yesterday on. They had an attorney from Fargo, I believe, who was talking about Liz Cheney and kind of defending her and what she's doing. And I can't believe there's an attorney in the world that's defending this January 6th hearing, because they're calling this a hearing. And they hand selected a whole bunch of people who are outspoken about Donald Trump, and they're putting their own witnesses, their cherry picked witnesses, on the stand, and they're asking questions, and there's nobody to cross examine one thing that these witnesses are saying. Nobody. This is not the way the legal system works. They're not looking for the truth by any means. All they're looking is a way to push their narrative.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust, say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pasture land in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons, HATandSons.com. Tell you, high quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only Bismarck Mandan, but across the entire region, North, South Dakota, into Minnesota and Montana. Anything to do with that. Air conditioning replacements, repairs, water heaters, garage heaters even, and of course, furnace. And the indoor air quality, the Sonovox UV, the air cleaners and stuff. Amazing technology to clean your business or your home and the air in which it resides. It's your air in the home in which it resides. I mean, imagine that, scrubbing all the bacteria and the viruses out of your air. You can find out more at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. Coming up after the top of the hour, Scott's conversation in our Energy Matters segment is coming up, talking about the with Craig Bleeth about the Project Tundra that's going on. And Ed Schaefer's in for Scotty today. Project Tundra.
Project Tundra.
There's so much going on in North Dakota when it comes to energy. You know,
Can you imagine being able to store or sink carbon down to the depths of the earth and keeping it down there? I mean, what a good way to clean up our environment and get that carbon out of the air. You know, then we can drive our cars and get rid of the carbon at the same time.
Really interesting.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Well, we'll be excited to listen to that at the top of the hour. Now let's go to...
Did you want to wrap up? Because Pat had to get cut off there. Pat, did you want to... Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
Let me just finish with... I got to put Pat back on. Pat, you held over. You're on the air. Let me just say this. The hearings, January 6th hearings in Washington are ridiculous. They're not official hearings. They're not official juries. They're purely political. They're purely staging. They're purely image. And the January 6th hearings are the prime example is they have their hearing in prime time at night so people listen to it. Well, what does that have to do with anything? Nothing. In my opinion, most of the hearings in Washington are bogus. Most of the hearings, they haul, people in, and you've got to testify, you got to do this. It's just kind of
theater.
And so I agree with you, Pat. It is, and wish the January 6th were the only one that was political, but it's not. That's the way government operates in Washington, D.C., and that's what we got.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it. Let's go to John and Anetta. John, my mouse isn't working here very well. I think I have it on my paper. Hey, John, welcome. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I want to preface this by saying when I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats, I'm not talking about like the state of North Dakota or other states. I think they're a little closer to people. I'm talking about Washington.
Mm-hmm.
But for four election cycles, you want to know what a rhino is, and I hate to use that word because I think about 40% of the Republican Party doesn't believe in anything except getting elected and stay elected. So other than that, they don't really care what happens in Washington. But for four election cycles, they campaigned on getting rid of Obamacare. And it was always an excuse. First they got the House, and it was, we're only one half of one third of the government. Then they got the Senate. There's a filibuster, and we can't get 60 guys. So the president just, and then a funny thing happened. We got Donald Trump, and I just listened to that BS from Scott Hennin about how if we'd have done infrastructure first, the Democrats would have worked with them. Democrats weren't going to work with them about anything. And all you have to do is go back and listen to what they said from the night he was elected until he got inaugurated. They were talking about impeachment. They were talking about resisting. They were talking about blowing up the White House. Don't tell me the Democrat Party was going to work with him on infrastructure. But he also campaigned on getting rid of Obamacare. And what happened? All of a sudden, we got the House, we got the Senate, now we got the president who's going to sign the bill, is not going to veto it. And then, and what do we have? We can't do this. We haven't got 60 guys again. The problem with the Republican Party, and it's been that way for 50 years, we've come to this point where we're on a knife edge between the Republic as it was founded, where the individual has primacy, and a Chinese style of Marxist government. And we've gotten there because the Republican Party, for the most part, hasn't fought to keep this from happening. And now we've got people, apparently, that are okay with having people try to kill a Supreme Court justice. The Democrat Party has turned,
But listen, John.
Turned Kavanaugh into nothing more than an animal.
Exactly.
So somebody who's got a screw loose thinks it's okay to go kill him. And I want to know, you talked about compromise, and it was a wonderfully heartwarming story that you were telling about that. But what would you compromise on that with him? Okay?
John, I appreciate it.
We're coming up against a break, bud.
Unfortunately, we have to break, and we still got people on hold. Sorry about this, and you know maybe we're going to have a 10-minute segment right at 10 o'clock.
Top of the hour.
So maybe,
talking about Project Tundra with Scotty.
Maybe Mike and Brady could call back or hold on, whatever. We'd love to talk to you. Love to have you on. And back to John. John, Republicans attack Democrats when they get in office. Everybody said we're going to do everything we can to make Barack Obama's presidency a failure. Democrats say we're going to do everything we can to make Trump's policy failure. I mean, isn't that what's wrong with politics today? I mean,
that's what he's saying.
Yeah, I know. It's awful. I mean,
no
it just
compromise. It,
no,
debate.
No, it's
here's
awful.
Pam to tell us what brought her to hot spring spas and pool tables too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything. Already knew what we were going to get. Our envoy is just amazing because you know in North Dakota we have the coldest winters ever, and so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the envoy. It's just part of our life now. Part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.